Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Lacroix-Lowe Governance Working Group call on Thursday, 21 February at 21 UTC. On the English channel, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Dev Ananthi-Lakshmi. On the Spanish channel, we have Natalio Enciso, Antonio Medina Gomez, Aida Noblia, Sergio Salinas Porto, and José Salguero. We have apologies from Juan Manuel Rojas, Fatima Cambronero, and José Arce. And from staff, we have Ideo Rick's apologies. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvelin. And our interpreters are Sabrina and Veronica. May I remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Antonio Medina speaking. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. Since I haven't been able to access the AC room, I would like to check whether the connection is working all right. Sylvia speaking. Yes, the connection is working all right. I have seen you trying several times. But I don't see you in the AC room, Antonio. Okay. Oh, there you go. There you are. Sergio Salinas, Porto speaking. Sorry, I was offline. Have we started with the call yet? Sylvia speaking. Yes, yes, the call has started already. Sergio speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Antonio Medina speaking for the record. I would like to quickly read today's agenda, proposed agenda. Please bear with me for 1 minute. Antonio Medina speaking. Before we read out the agenda, I would like to ask Sylvia Herlane for her help. I would like to designate her as our note-taker for this meeting. It is my understanding that ICANN staff is a little bit limited today, so I will ask Sylvia for that favor. Antonio speaking. Hello, Sylvia. Are you there? Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I think Sylvia Herlane is not on the call. I'm not hearing her right now, not for the time being. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. From now on, this is the way we're going to work. The staff is taking down action items. That is actions that have to be implemented after the call. And I will gladly be the note taker for today if you do not have any other person available. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Antonio Medina speaking. Staff has asked me about this, has requested this, so thank you. So Antonio Medina speaking again. So I would like to check who is on the call because I was not able to hear that before. So I would like to check attendance to verify which participants are on the call. Hello, Antonio speaking. Sylvia. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I am asking Julia to proceed with the roll call once again. She has already done so for the record. Silvia Vivanco speaking. In the interest of time,
I have
the participants list, and you can see the participants there, so maybe we can proceed with the meeting. Sergio speaking. Antonio, my hand is up. I have a motion of order so that we can start with this meeting. Antonio speaking. Sergio, you have the floor. Sergio speaking now. There's very few of us on the call. Dev, Aida Noblia, Natalia, and you and myself. And we have apologies from Umberto, who was not able to join us. And we have Olivier Crepin-Leblanc that has joined us as well. So since we have a brief agenda, please let us go straight to the point and let us focus on the document that you shared, that you circulated, the document with the SWOT analysis, and plus Alberto Soto's contributions, so we can quickly deal with that document and then agree on a drafting team so that we can expediently send a document to Lacrallo. And for the record, this was Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you. Antonio speaking now. Okay, Sergio, well, we have the roll call on the agenda that was already done. Then we have to focus on the progress achieved by the Lacrallo Governance Group. And I will be very brief on that. During this week, we circulated some communications regarding points or items 3 and 4. We will have Devananti Laksing and Alberto Soto speaking, each of them for 10 minutes. Sergio said that Alberto sent his apologies, although he had confirmed his participation this morning. So anyway, we should move on quickly. And then we have item 5, that is any other business. So having said that, let us focus on item 2, that is progress of the Lacrallo Governance Working Group. First of all, our work done so far was mainly based upon the corporate governance perspective and trying to have the same approach as an organization such as Lacrallo that is made up of ALSs from the region of Latin America and the Caribbean. In our prior meeting, we focused on the significance of having one of ICANN's objectives, that is One World, One Internet, and also the, you know, their mission, that is to guarantee the stable and secure functioning of Internet unique identifiers. Well, we focused on the significance of those items, and in our analysis, we focused on ICANN's model. We wanted to highlight ICANN's model, that is, a multi-stakeholder model, which is an example to the world given the participation of multiple stakeholders. This defines a security and stability framework. It guarantees the participation of all interested stakeholders, and it makes ICANN an international organization. We have clearly defined policies and treaties, and also ICANN enables access to a stable DNS. Lacrallo is mainly made up of ALSs, that is, companies, individuals, and organizations representing users in the region of Latin America and the Caribbean, and contrary to what ICANN is, as I mentioned in our prior meeting, We do not have governments participating. We do not have telecom companies. We do not have registrars or registrants participating. So this means that our future work has a specific approach and specific characteristics in terms of defining the Lacrallo governance process in the future. Lacrallo is made up of ALSs from Latin America and the Caribbean, and this ensures the participation of users in the region of Latin America and the Caribbean based on a process that in itself is based upon ICANN's policy development processes. It's interesting to see the way in which we were able to identify these organizations that enabled us to relate as ALSs to an organization, to an international organization. We have been able to identify users. We have been able to accredit them by means of the different accreditation processes. It's also important to note that they all have the possibility to participate, and all accredited members have voting rights and also have a voice. We have different ALS representatives. We have a general assembly. That is the most important structure within our organization. We have operating principles, we have bylaws, and we have a chair and a secretariat that are chosen for a specific term. And the vote is public. One of our recommendations along this process was to make the most of the work done by Devananti Lakshing and Alejandro Pisanti on the strengths, weaknesses, that is the SWOT analysis, opportunities and threats as well. That was one of the most important inputs to be taken into consideration. So, during this week, we asked group members to do the following. But before going on, let me tell you that I received an email from Fatima Cambronero. I apologize to Fatima because, of course, she is a member of this Lacrallo Governance Working Group. And inadvertently, I did not CC her in that email. I have offered my apologies to Fatima and I acknowledged my mistake. Anyway, I would like to know if we can move on to item 3 on our agenda so that I can give the floor to Devananti Lakshing. I think he has very interesting contributions in terms of the characteristics that organizations working on governance should have. So if Dev is here and if he's ready, then I will give him the floor. Dev, you have the floor for 10 minutes now. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devananti Lakshing speaking. Thank you, Antonio. I have to confess I was a little surprised to be put on the agenda as such to speak. My points were in the previous calls, governance calls, and I'll put the link in the chat. This group is supposed to be looking at the issues related to governance. That sometimes is, I think, is a term that's misunderstood sometimes. And this is one article I found on the web that goes into, what is governance? Governance, to define what governance is, it's the process of decision making and the process by which decisions are implemented or not implemented. So, my suggestion was that we as a group, look at some of the characteristics of what you would consider to be good governance. And, and good governance has, according to this article, good governance has 8 major characteristics. It is participatory, consensus-oriented, accountable, transparent, responsive, effective and efficient, equitable and inclusive, and follows the rule of law. And the intent here is that to ensure that, it's speaking more about governance in terms of politics and so forth, but that it assures that corruption is minimized, the views of minorities are taken into account, and that the voices of the vulnerable in society are heard in decision-making. But then it goes into those 8 major characteristics: participation, rule of law, transparency, responsiveness, consensus-oriented, equity and inclusiveness, effectiveness and efficiency, and accountability. My suggestion was to ask you, really, to, if you think that, okay, is Lakwalo achieving these 8 characteristics? And if not, then, if we're not achieving it, what is the issue or problem that's causing this to happen? And then try to figure out a solution. What was put on the agenda on the last governance call was to look at the modification of the Memorandum of Understanding. And the Memorandum of Understanding with ICANN and Lakwalo establishes a set of responsibilities for Lakwalo and for ICANN to coordinate our activities together. My concern, and I've stated it, I think, on the last call as well, and I'll state it again here, is that I'm thinking that, making such actions without really understanding why we want to make these changes is not a good way to proceed. We really should be defining what our problems, what exactly is the issues that need resolving. And if one of the recommended solutions is that a change in the MOU is needed, then we could look at looking at that as one of the solutions. But in order to solve, you have to define the problems first and then look at the solutions and make sure we understand that and then implement a solution, not try to implement solutions where it may not solve the problem that we really want to solve. And in fact, may even create more problems. So, we have the Lakwalo SWOT table already. I don't think I really need to repeat what was in the SWOT tables already. I could find the link and put it back into the chat. It's because I'm not seeing it on the agenda. Let me see. Lakwalo SWOT. Here it is. Right, here it is. And are there additions that we want to recommend in terms of the governance, in terms of either strength or weakness or opportunity or threat? I think Alberto may have had some more contributions. I haven't had a chance to study his documents fully. But again, and just one final observation, and this is more of like an observation, being involved in Lakwalo for some time now. I think one of our key issues that or problems is that I think we have difficulty in understanding the core principles of why are we in ICANN at large. There also seems to be also a difficulty in understanding of, the like what is democratic and representative principles. And I know, you know, many of us in Lakwalo are in the legal field and we propose laws. Well, we mean more laws to solve the thing. And again, this is also like a, you know, we're jumping towards a solution and we're not understanding what our problems are. So, and I mean, if we don't understand, if we Lakwalo, Latin America, Caribbean, at large structures, and do not have a mutual understanding of the democratic and representative principles, you know, we can draft hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of laws and rules and so forth, and they will not help us. So I think, you know, when we look at the ideas, keep in mind what we're here for in ICANN at large to do, you know, provide policy input from the on behalf of the interest of the end users in Latin America and the Caribbean into the ICANN policy process, and we do that through the from the at large structures ourselves to Lakwalo, to the ALAC, and from the ALAC help giving policy advice on internet on ICANN related policy issues. I think I'll stop there right now and, if anybody has any comments or questions or thoughts, that's it.
Antonio speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. Thank you for your comments. You have been very clear. This will allow us to have clear in our minds the work to do. I would like to know if Alberto Soto is already connected. Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, I am. I have joined already. Antonio Medina speaking. Alberto, do you have the document or should I send the document to you again? Alberto speaking. Please send it back to me. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Alberto, I will send you the document. Antonio, Alberto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking for the record. Good afternoon and good evening. I fully agree with Dev in that we need to analyze where we are standing right now and to be down to earth in order to deal with governance. All that said there before in terms of governance, definition, and all the necessary steps to achieve good results is absolutely correct. And we should seize this opportunity so as not to repeat our work. And we need to make the most of the activities and tasks already done, for example, with the strategic working group. What do they have there? There we have all the favorable and not so favorable issues. We have there the opportunities, what is considered a threat. We have all the SWOT matrix, and there is a quite extensive list. Dev said he was not able to finish reading, but what I did, Antonio speaking, I sent the material to you, Alberto. Alberto speaking, what I did is to continue with the SWOT matrix. Apart from the information on the list, and I created a confrontation matrix with using the strategic planning methodology. So once we have this confrontation matrix, we have the critical items that we have, those that are critical or that are the most important ones. For example, if there is a strength, an important strength, that would be the first item. If we have an important weakness, that would be then the first item on the list. So what do we have now? Well, that was the issue of the lack of participation from the ALSs and the lack of participation of people. So what does this mean? This means that we have one problem. In fact, we have several problems. This also comes from the matrix. But Thank you. I have received the material. Sorry, Antonio, you haven't sent me my proposal. I have received another document. Antonio speaking. Alberto, I sent you your material. So, Alberto Soto speaking. I was saying that in the SWOT analysis or matrix, we have all that information, and there was a very important weakness. And this implies, and I apologize for not being able to read what I have sent, but this implies that we do not have good communication among us, and governance cannot be demanded. First of all, governance demands good communication. Otherwise, we will never get or we will never have good governance. And all the problems we are having here is because we were not able to coordinate among ourselves. We lack coordination between among the groups, and I am working on two groups. So I brought from the Strategic Planning Working Group what we have done, and this is something that we should not do here. Antonio speaking, sorry, but I am looking for the material. So Alberto speaking now. Could you please, Antonio, create a wiki page to post this document? Antonio speaking. Perhaps Silvia might help us with this. Alberto speaking. Go ahead, Silvia, please. Silvia speaking. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I would like to know where the document is, the document you're referring to, so that I can post it on the AC room if it is necessary. Alberto speaking. Could you please, Antonio, could you please send that document to Silvia? Alberto Soto speaking. Silvia, please tell me. Silvia, go ahead, Antonio. Alberto. Alberto speaking. So, the model has six parts. The first part, please read it. It is theoretical information because it helps us to understand what governance is, as Deb pointed out, and we have, for example, management risk. This offers an integrated platform, and as you can see, there is a collaborative approach. This means collaboration. This means that we all need to be linked together, speaking the same language. And how do we achieve this? First, by observing, and you will see that we agree with Dev, observing our community context. We have 23 countries, and our presence is on 16 countries with 48 ALSs participating. Secondly, there is little contact with by the ALSs with the internet users, and we have lack of participation at an institutional and personal level, particularly speaking in the working groups. There are a few members of LACRALO in ICANN positions, even in the working groups and in ICANN meetings. So as needs, and this goes beyond the confrontation matrix, we also have needs regarding group coordination. We need to promote LACRALO members. We need to reorganize working groups. If the group has several topics to deal with or several items or sub-items to deal with, well, the activities should be carried out and that material should be reunited. And we need also appropriate communication, mutual respect, and healthy working environment. Another need would be to train leaders Now, in terms of our community, what do we have? We have a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, setting or establishing the main parameters for governance, but this seems not to be working. So we have a link with ICANN, and we can have, or we can work with ICANN's operating principles, and thus might be failing somehow, and we need to revise this. We have operating principles, we have free elections. Any member may cover positions within LACRALO and ICANN. We also have regular activities and opportunities in LACRALO. Some of them have to do with capacity building. We also have regular activities and opportunities within ICANN related to capacity building. I'm also talking about the training of leaders. There is a governance gap. And what do I mean by the governance gap? This is the deficiency in cooperation areas among the groups and within the group. If we are focusing our governance activity on these items, well, I think we will have good results. So we need to be down to earth. And what do I mean by this? Well, Antonio, perhaps I do not agree with you. We need to consider all ICANN's objectives, because once we solve these problems, we might achieve ICANN's objectives. But in fact, I don't need to be worried about the DNS security. The working groups are in charge of that. I need to pay attention to me as an ILS. I need to pay attention to the internet final or end user. That is the LACRALO's mission. And our vision coincides with good governance. That is our mission, to be in contact or to be in touch with internet end users. The vision of our working group is that we need to have a united LACRALO working together. And what does this mean? This means good governance. This is a summary of what I of my ideas, but I hope you have understand me, and I hope I have made myself clear. Thank you very much. Antonio speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. When you sent your input by email, I thought that was one of the most important missions, the same as Devon and Sinaxin contribution. Now I would like to give the floor to Sergio Salinas Porto. Sergio, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Antonio speaking. Sergio, can you hear us? Sergio speaking. Can you hear me? Antonio speaking. Sergio, you have the floor. This is Sergio speaking. I would like to thank Alberto for his contribution. I think his contribution summarizes what this group should be doing. And it's very good. I have one comment regarding Dev, regarding his point. When he mentions ALSs and the link or the relationship between ALSs, I would say that we have a lot of connection with ALSs. We work with them. We have concrete activities for them. So perhaps academic organizations, due to their nature and their working methodology, because they are more related to study cases, well, they might not have a great approach to the end users, but there are many ALSs within the regions that do have that possibility, and they have interaction with internet end users. On the other hand, I think that Alberto's approach is efficient. He opens our minds to discuss beyond this working group. This working group should become something else, and we should start working on punctual or clear items that are really interesting, and this will take us time. We need to start working. Some of the ideas Alberto shared are really good. He spoke about the cooperation within groups and among groups. And he also mentioned our role within ICANN. So this is what I have said some years ago, the idea of creating a working group. With LACRALO members to start working on the Latin American and the Caribbean region's view on TTLDs and many other topics that we have been discussing in ICANN for a while. So this is one of our missions. We need to voice internet users in Latin America, and of course we need to voice ICANN's issues. And this is the core of the matter. Alberto also mentioned certain issues that, in my view, have to do with the language barriers. He says there are a few members of a working group within LACRALO, but we can send only one member, or there is only one ALS interested in that issue, but if that ALS cannot speak English well, that would be outside the working group. So how can we, Latin Americans and the Caribbean citizens, work within these working groups? So that's why we have these working groups within the region with simultaneous interpretation, so that we can work based on consensus. Perhaps we might have greater presence in the region and think together in internet as a universal issue that affects us, all of us. Thank you very much. Antonio speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio, for your comment. I see Alberto, Aida, and Dev have their hands up. So now I will give the floor to Aida, then Alberto, and finally Dev and Antilaxin. Aida, you have the floor. Silvia Ivanko speaking, Aida, Antonio's giving you the floor. Perhaps your line is muted. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Aida, we hear you now. Aida speaking. I just wanted to say that since we are starting this working group, our participation is very recent, so I would like to thank Alberto for his explanation. We are trying to listen to all the points so that we can participate more. We have good contact and links with our internet end users by means of workshops, but we are in the summer season, so meetings will start now, and we will have more people participating. That is our expectation, at least. And that is what I wanted to say. Thank you very much. Antonio speaking. Thank you, Aida. Alberto, you have the floor once again. Alberto Soto for the record. Okay. In relation to what Sergio said, what I mean with low participation is I am speaking in general terms. I'm not referring to particular working groups. We are the link. So our model in LACRALO is the ALS sending information towards ICANN, but behind us we receive feedback from end users, and that is our function. That's why I say we have little participation. For example, In terms of .Cordoba or .Patagonia, I haven't seen that much people talking about it. Only a minute group of people were talking, and end users should go to the government. Of course, it is not our mission, but it's just an idea to fight for that and struggle for that domain names. And I would like to add another conclusion. With all I said before, the strengths, weaknesses, and all the things included in my proposal, what comes after that is the verification of our potential and of our operating principles and values. The working groups created by the GA, well, there is no working group in charge of the HUIS issue or this security in the DNS or any other or GTLDs or any other issues. So these working groups were strategic working groups. We have governance working group, communication working group. What are they? They are the problems that we have. They represent the problems we have within LACRALO. And we as independent working groups are trying to solve those issues. That's why we need to achieve results by means of this working group. And after that, once we have solved our main internal issues, and once we have verified our operating principles and we have modified things to be a united group, once we have amended any rule or legal aspect, if it is required, well, after we have done all that, we can have a concrete group. And after that, we can create other working groups responsible for the HUIS issue, the DNS, and so on, so that we can work together with ICANN. But we need to deal with the main problems of end users. Thank you very much. Antonio speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is David Antiluxin speaking. Just to go back to the issue of low participation, well, there's several observations. Well, one, I mean, since the LACRALO's inception and now, there has been, I have to say, great strides in how ICANN is becoming more accessible. I won't say it's perfect, but it has become more accessible. For example, our fantastic interpreters that manage the ICANN meetings are now handling the calls, for example, and they've really done they're still doing a super magnificent job. Secondly, a lot of more policy issues are being translated formally into the six UN languages, and Spanish being one of the key languages in this region. This, I think, makes it more accessible. So there's that. And recently, there's been great improvements behind the scenes where the language services group at ICANN by Christina, apart from the interpreters, the transcripts for many of the conference calls, including this working group, for example, the transcripts of the calls are now being posted to the wiki, I would say, well, within a week, well, but sometimes even like 4 days after the call. So, with that in mind, and given that transcripts, even if they are English, you could use the wiki tool to translate and get a machine readable version in Spanish or in Portuguese, for that matter. Well, one of the things is one of my suggestions here is that there's an opportunity here for the ALSs that typically I've said, well, I can't join this working group because there's not enough interpretation provided and so forth. But now that transcripts are being provided, they can read the transcripts. They can read some of the documents that are posted and can, I would think, you know, if they read the transcript, read, they can ask questions. They can ask questions to about the working group. See, I don't understand this concept being or this concern being expressed. And I'm, to be quite honest, the working groups in the ICANN at large, and I have to say, in the global, I'm talking about, you know, when we work together, and, you know, in the global at large, you know, I mean, whenever I have questions, you know, somebody who's willing to hear my question and answer it. So I'm asking still, given these improvements, given these steady improvements, why is participation by the ALSs have only been restricted to, well, voting for positions? We'd be, you know, the chair, secretary, at ALAC, or any of the regional leaders, and not in these other aspects. So that's my challenge question to all of you. But I'll stop there. I had a few more points, but I see there's a queue, so.
This is Antonio speaking. Thank you, Dev. I think that your comments largely reflect the situation that we are facing, the situation that, you know, characterizes us, it's one of our features, and most likely will be included in our final document for this governance working group. This will enable us to move forward in terms of other actions that will surely result from the recommendations in our final document. May I kindly ask you for a favor? I see that we are about to bring this meeting to a close. I see we have Dev participating, Natalia, I believe she's also on the calls, Sergio Salinas Porto, Jose Salgueiro, I don't see him connected, and Antonio Medina. So here is my proposal. Since I have, or I already sent you a document yesterday as input, as working input, working material, in order to draft a final document that we can submit to ICANN, given that we should take 2 weeks to draft that document, well, let us do that, and let us meet next week in order to review details and the recommendations that we will be including in that final document. So I would like to know if there is agreement on this and if you would like to be part of this drafting team for this document. This is Natalia speaking. I have some comments and some questions. First of all, I have a question regarding Fatima's email yesterday. She clearly explained there are 3 LACRALO slots. We have this group, we have the Strategic Planning Working Group, and we have the Latin American and Caribbean Strategy Group. I agree with her in that we are replicating or repeating efforts, so let us agree on the one that we will be using in order to draft a document. Antonio speaking now. Okay, Natalia, yes, I see your point. A couple of meetings ago, we did not want to duplicate efforts. On the contrary, we wanted to leverage work done by the Strategic Planning Working Group, and that was going to be used as an input. So we are not duplicating efforts. Natalia speaking again. Okay, good. My next point is related to participation or engagement. From a personal experience, when emails are sent, we only have a plus one reply, and we don't have any further detail. Regarding DOT Patagonia and the deadline for that, well, the deadline was not taken into account. So I believe that we do not understand the way in which we can participate from at large, from Lacrallo, we can participate within or at ICANN. And we have to insist on that. This is what happened with Dot Patagonia. Antonio speaking. Excuse me, who's taking the floor? This is Natalia speaking. This is Natalia speaking. Antonio speaking. Yes, the thing is that I made a proposal and your comment is very different from my proposal. It's not along the lines of my proposal. My proposal was whether you wanted to join this drafting team for the final document. It doesn't mean that, you know, this is going to be final, definite, and conclusive. We will continue working on these topics, but we need to submit a document to ICANN. Natalia speaking. Yes, I know, but I want to voice my views regarding this final document that will be the end product. Antonio speaking. Yes, of course, please, let us remember that we are all members of the same group. So all our views and opinions are valid because this enriches our work. Natalia speaking. Yes, I'm just giving my opinion on the topics that were addressed during this call. Aida, Sergio, they all spoke about these topics. Antonio speaking. Well, okay, in that case, maybe you can draft an email and you can send it directly to me and you can CC everybody else. Natalia speaking. Now, okay, I will post that on the wiki. Antonio speaking. I see Sergio and Alberto are asking for the floor. Sergio, go ahead, please. Sergio speaking now. Okay, we are almost reaching the top of the hour. So, first of all, let me insist on what I posted on the AC room. As Dev said, Lacrallo needs to do plenty of work regarding certain topics or issues. One of them, as Alberto strategically said, is that of governance. That is, we need to define governance issues, and once we put the house in order, we can start working in or on internal capacity building or inReach, and we can focus on explaining plainly how we can participate in ICANN. We Argentinians or Latin Americans had an experience with Dot Amazon and Dot Patagonia. We couldn't understand how to phrase the four questions or reply to those questions. And I am being really honest about this. Many a time we do not know how to move forward. And hence our work comes to a halt. And we cannot solve management issues quickly within Lacrallo. We do not have that mechanism. Also, I volunteer to be part of the drafting team for this final document. But I think this final document needs to show this group's commitment to continue working on the issue of governance. We will come up with a diagnosis of this situation, but this will not be the basis for real and concrete governance within Lacrallo. And I believe my views are shared by the people present on this call and by others that are not part of this working group. And Natalia, I think we are on the same page regarding this. Thank you very much. That was my comment. Thank you. Antonio speaking. Okay, good. So, Sergio, you will be part of this drafting team for the final document, correct? Sergio speaking. Yes, correct, Antonio. Antonio speaking. Alberto, you have the floor now. I see your hand up. Alberto Soto speaking. For your peace of mind, the SWOT matrix items in the strategic planning working group, the one that I drafted, well, all those items were taken from the strategic planning working group where Fatima is also a member. Of course, the items are not exactly the same, but both groups have shared items. The items that I included are the ones we need to work on within La Crallo as a group. What we need right now, that is governance and strategic planning. So this is for everybody's peace of mind. If we use what I have just posted, we are not coming up with anything odd or strange. We are just reflecting what two working groups are expressing. Thank you. Antonio speaking. Thank you for that point of clarification, Alberto. So it is my understanding that we here on this call are going to be part of this drafting team for this final document. For the time being, I thank you indeed for your participation. I will stay in contact with Silvia Vivanco so that she helps us organize or arrange a meeting for next week, if possible, and we will be needing simultaneous interpretation because Dev is an English speaker. So if there is any other question or comment, go ahead, please. Alberto Soto now speaking. Before we set a date for the next meeting, let us work together by exchanging emails, because maybe we will not have finished by next week. So my suggestion is let us exchange emails before, and then we finish that. Antonio speaking now. Correct, that's right. I will send you the documents now posted on the AC room, and we will add topics as addressed during this call. So I see Natalia is requesting or asking for the floor. Natalia, anything you would like to add? Antonio speaking again. Okay, having said this, we have reached the top of the hour, so I would like to thank you all for your participation today. The work done was indeed very important. I want to thank Silvia. I want to thank the interpreters for their time and for their help. And I wish you all a very good day. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Goodbye.